This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here, Radio Missions, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Algiers, formerly in New Orleans, but now we're at Walker, Louisiana because of Hurricane Katrina, and the Lord is blessing us. We have a new chapel now and a new bookstore and a new parsonage for folks to come by and stay with us. If you get a chance, come by here. We got room to put you up for several days. Be here with us in service, and praise the Lord for that. Just call me ahead of time. Make sure I'm here. And we'll put you up. And listen, we just love to do that. So I'm happy to be with you. I want to pray you another one of our radio choir songs before we get back into the message. And I'll tell you how you can receive these CDs if you'd like. So would you listen? Would you just listen now, and we'll get back in the message in just a moment. Wounded for me. Is he coming for you, my friend? Do you have that realization, that knowledge, that assurance that the Lord is coming just for you? Let me tell you how to get these gracious CDs. We have 9 full length. They got about 18 songs on each one of them. And they're all old blood songs, like this one, Saved by the Blood. We got one on there, Saved by the Blood, worth everything. I'll try to get it out and pray it for you in the next day or so. But they're $5 each, and I'll make you this offer. If you send after them and you don't like them, I'll give you money back. Or I'll give you money back. You keep the CD and give it to somebody. And also, if you have a loved one in more or less confined to the house or to the chair or the bed, you write me. And I'll send you one of them free and postpaid that they might enjoy good sound Christian music. Oh, we have a lot of stuff called Christian now, don't we? But they have Christian rock. We don't do that. Oh, no, we have Christian country. We have Christian hillbilly. We don't do those things. We want to honor and glorify the Lord. That's what our songs do. It honors the Lord. So we'll get back to that in a moment. But we're looking at old Jacob. We saw him there fleeing from his father-in-law all the way down. And then we see him later on. He knew he'd mistreated his brother. He tried every way in the world to make amends. When everything else failed, You see old Jacob wrestling with the Lord, claiming the promises, laying hold to them. Isn't that true with any believer? Isn't that true with you, my friend, that you claim those promises and lay hold to them? We have a book here by Brother Herbert Lockyer, All the Promises of God. It's about $14.50 postpaid, and I'll be glad to send it to you. Put it on your credit card and also your tithes and offering if you would. But if you like, if you don't like that book, I'll give you money back. Take it out of my pocket and give it back to you. When meeting with a difficulty or facing those kind of times, Jacob always looked to God. Is that what you do, my friend? Why? Jacob rested on the covenant promises. That's the thing you couldn't shake him off of. You can't shake one of God's children. He says, I can die, but I can't compromise. No, he rested on that covenant promise, and you cannot defeat God's child who rests his entire hope and destiny upon the covenant promises. You cannot defeat him. Try it and see if you can. Listen, cast him into prison. Put him in stocks and bonds. He'll have a prayer meeting at midnight, and he'll shake the foundation of the prison. You can't defeat God's child, my friend. You just can't. And listen, old Jacob, he was the all-sufficient. He looked to the Lord, the Almighty Lord, because he is the all-sufficient. He was the all-nourishing one. I read in one of the commentators' description about that scripture where he is the all-nourishing one. In essence, it meant he was the all-breasted God. Can you get that picture? Can you get that picture? He was the Lord God Almighty. He was my Redeemer, my Jehovah, my near kinsman, my friend. That's a gracious title, too. But when Jacob arrived in Egypt and was presented there to Pharaoh, that mighty monarch of the world, he didn't fear. Old Jacob stood there in his old raggedy clothes. They'd been in a famine. There wasn't a thing in the world over there to eat. And I guess they lost a lot of their cattle, and maybe their clothes were ragged and worn. But listen, he stood there before that mighty monarch and gave him his testimony. And then the scripture says, Jacob blessed Pharaoh. He wasn't afraid of the king. No, that's faith, my friend. Did you know you can stand true in the face of every obstacle that there comes? That's right. That's right. I have been called on to conduct funerals in strange places. Hardly a soul there that I knew, hardly a soul there that ever had any evidence of being saved. The Lord gave me grace. Stand there and tell how the Lord saves a sinner. Do you know what preaching is? You know what the old tribulator preaches? How God saves a sinner. How God saves a sinner. You know why? Because the gospel means good news to a sinner. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph, Ephraim and Manasseh. Oh, but listen. Joseph brought him those two sons to his dying bedside. Joseph had married an Egyptian woman, but he refused to let his sons be brought up in the ways of the Egyptian and unto the idolatrous worship. He wanted them identified with God's people and didn't rest until they received the blessings from the old patriarch Jacob, their grandfather. Now listen, let me tell you something, fathers and mothers. Your pastor may not be all that you'd like for him to be. Now listen, will you listen? Your pastor may not be all you'd like for him to be. You can look closely, find many, many faults and failures, just like they did in old Jacob. But I tell you one thing that you had better not do. You better not magnify the pastor's faults to your children. You better not criticize your pastor in front of your children. I'll tell you that, my friend. I'll tell you. Listen. Get this truth. I don't care who your pastor is. I won't always be here. Somebody else will stand behind this pulpit when the old tribulator is gone. And one of these days, most of you will be here if the Lord tarries. There should be a constant bringing of your children. Pastor, I want my children, members of the household of God. I want them to be saved. Will you bless them? This past Sunday, we had services, and a young couple brought their small child for me to dedicate. That's one of our practices here at Radio Mission. But we have dedicated a many child under this ministry. Pastor Shelton did it. Pastor Gale did it. And I've done it. A couple from over at Mobile, Alabama came here and to hear it be the service. And they wanted me to dedicate their baby to the Lord. And I just commend them to the Lord. Lord, if you want to make a preach out of them, that's great. You go ahead. But listen, I tell you, don't criticize your pastor. whoever he is, you folks out there in Tennessee and Oklahoma and Georgia and Mississippi and North Carolina, don't criticize your pastor. The old Trailblazers will jump on you like a dog on a bone if I hear of you criticizing your pastor. I don't care if he's saved or lost. You better not criticize him because he's God's man. He's God's man. The Lord put him there. Oh, and listen, if he needs straightening out, the Lord will do it. You don't have to do it. Oh, I have folks try to straighten the old Trailblazer out once in a while, and I don't have much patience with them. You know what? They tell me this and that and the other and criticize, and I said, you know, he who is without sin, let him go ahead and cast the first stone. That'll shut him up on it. If you have no sin in your life, go ahead and cast a stone at me. Throw them at me. Pile them up. But my friend, you can't do it, can you? Because you have more sin than probably than most anybody else. But you won't admit it. You sneak around in self-righteousness and then criticize your pastor. Oh, my friend, how in the world can you criticize a poor man who is being true to your soul? Being true to your soul. Maybe he's ignorant and not able to speak like he'd like to, but you don't know his heart. You don't know my heart. You know, I told folks the other day, my heart's big as a pumpkin. And somebody laughed at me about that. That's just a figure of speech. My heart is like a pumpkin, my friend. And it goes out to you. Goes out to you. That's the reason I asked you to write me. I have folks write me and say, Pastor, I'd like to come by and drink a cup of coffee with you, but I'm way up here in Washington State, and we'll just do it by faith. And we do those things. We have folks in Pennsylvania and all up there in the Northeast, and they know my old homespun corn pone talk. And they say, I talked to a man in North Island, wanted me to go on and broadcast there, which we're there now on Radio North. And I told him, I said, my friend, he called me about it. And I said, my friend, how you think those folks over there in North Island gonna accept an old Cajun boy down here in South Louisiana? He said, my friend, you'll do okay. My lad, you'll do okay, he said. And I do. I get much mail from there and letters from North Island. Would you pray for that broadcast? Would you? Pray for that WWCR up there in Nashville, Tennessee. Goes all over Europe, all over there on the shortwave. And would you just help me with the broadcast? Pray for me, first of all. Would you do that? Pray for our sick folks. We have many of our folks on the bed sick, some of them terminal. And if you would, pray for me to relieve me if the Lord saved them or if the Lord healed them. Maybe if the Lord took them on home, if they know the Lord. But would you just ask them for the old Trailblazer? And then, I tell you oftentimes, go out in the backyard and dig up that old coffee can, send me $100. But listen, go there to our website, radiomission.org, and you find out much about the old Trailblazer. And then these CDs on the radio choir, let me know, and I'll send you a list of all of them. And you can put them on your credit card. It's $5 a piece. CDs out there in the world, $17, $18, $20. It's $5. It's a love offering for $5, and we'll send them to you. But this is the old Trailblazer. Remember my mailing address, Radio Missions, or the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. I say